This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The college fraternity Sigma Alpha Epsilon turned 158 years old this past weekend. SAE, as it's known, is one of the biggest fraternities in the country, and it's gotten something of a reputation for its intense hazing of pledges. So SAE took the opportunity of starting its 159th year to announce that it's getting rid of its pledge program. At least 10 deaths have been linked to hazing-related activities at SAE since 2006. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek-Smith has more now on the possible dollar-related motivations.
SAE pays one of the highest rates for liability insurance of any fraternity, and it's been hammered by lawsuits, including a $25 million suit brought by the mother of a 19-year-old Cornell student who died of alcohol poisoning. Brandon Weghorst is a spokesman for SAE.
We realize that a lot of people may have a bad perception of Sigma Alpha Epsilon, which we regret because we know all the good things that our members do every day that don't get attention.
Now students who want to join SAE will simply be invited. It's been a controversial decision, but it's the right move, says Ron Binder, Associate Dean of Students at the University of Pittsburgh at Bradford.
I think they found themselves in a very untenable position of saying it's not sustainable given the number of injuries and deaths and subsequent lawsuits.
Binder's fraternity, Sigma Phi Epsilon, did away with pledging back in the 90s. He says since then, the frat's membership, GPAs, and community service hours have gone up.
I really think that this pledge ban is semantics in public relations.
Andrew Lose pledged SAE at Dartmouth in 2009 and is writing a book called Confessions of an Ivy League Frat Boy.
Before, this organization said they didn't allow hazing and that there was a hazing hotline and all these things. This policy change probably won't accomplish a lot to actually curb the on-the-ground hazing event.
Lose doesn't think hazing will really go away until fraternities and sororities do. I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.